Good evening, Europe!
And a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host Kieran Ari Tuttiot, and today is Sunday the 12th of July 2020. We're here to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello everyone, it's Eldar from Azerbaijan.
Hi, my name is Sarah McTiernan, I'm from Ireland.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
2013. Se tunneni suur, samas nyt seisan mä teen. Vaadatte sydäme sisse, siellä viliseb tuul. Aga tean, mä tean, kõik võib muuta heaks. Iga uks, mis kord sulgu, se avaneb taas.
From Estonia at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden. Yes. Oh, what a beautiful performance. And Brigitte Orgemer sang that song at the Eurovision Song Contest with complete effortlessness. Yes, she was just stunning, beautiful, and everything that you would expect from an Estonian legendary female singer like her. Oh yes, I love that stuff, and I love the Estonian language so much. So if you don't know, you're Estonian, basically that means so there can be a new beginning. Yeah, just in case you didn't know, you're Estonian. Yeah. Right, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, I'm your host Kieran Ari Tuttiot. I'm here with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's not just the songs that you hear from the contest. I'm here to showcase some of the fun stuff related to the contest, including songs from national finals, the Eurovision Song Contest film, yes, and we got a request from that film too, and I'm going to be playing another song from the film. So we've got two songs from that film, which is awesome. We do like that very much. And also we'll play songs related to Eurovision artists. So if you want a request played on their show, then get in contact with us. Okay, so our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. It's time to move on to our next song. And this song was so close to qualifying to the grand final in 2016. Sadly, it didn't happen. It managed to get 12 points from the home team, Sweden. Which, if you look at the song and the lyrics, you would think, well, why would Sweden actually give them 12 points in the semi-final? And you'd be like, I'm baffled. But the meaning behind it was quite powerful. And I was surprised it didn't qualify because, shockingly enough, this particular country ended up did have a 100% qualifying record. They qualified every time a semi-final at the Eurovision Song Contest, and where they had to go through a semi-final because there were different rules and all those sorts of stuff during the middle of the 2000s. So yes, we are going to hear the song from Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2016, and I will let the lovely four people introduce this beautiful song, Lubavje. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna,
Dalal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Će mi tvoje tijelo kad oči zatvorim, oko mene sve je bijelo, čak i sivi zidovi.
Nemam kome da se vratim, samo tebi vjerujem, dugo već u sve da platim,
na ljubav se zaklinje. Ljubav je začarani krug, svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug. Ljubav je sve što imamo, svako bira svoj djel, jedno drugom praštamo, praštamo.
Kad oči zatvorim, srce se u tebe klelo, tako da ti oprostim.
Nemam kome da se vratim, samo tebi vjerujem, dugo već u sve da platim,
na ljubav se zaklinje. Mjesto kapetan da budem, biro sam da budem pirat, mjesto sretan da budem, biro sam tugu. Moja priča je rulet, ulažem, ne znam kasirat. Njenim očima ukretim žrtve, ne znam ne smijat. Znam ne mali toplinama, nakon čaše dvije vina. Al' ona nije ta što će mi sutra roditi sina. Opet nije da ne znam je tako magično dirat. Opet kakično piran, jer džavo ne da mi mira.
Ljubav je začarani krug, svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug. Što imamo, svako bira svoj grijeh,
dan aldri fer auðum leit ég þig Alveg ég sannfærður þín augu sáum mig Ef til vill andartak og gleymalegt var Síðan hef ég leitað alls staðar
Einhver tíman síðan til baka lítum við Yfir okkar ævi með að finna upp á sem ógleymanlegt var í upphaf okkar bestu minninga
Núna ertu hér og ég svona leikur lítið sér ef til við okkur ætlað var hvort annað ef þér líður eins og mér aldrei skal ég sleppa mér gef mér þína hönd ég gef þér að
sem vissi að mín bein ef til við landartak sem ógleymanlegt var ég leit í augu þín og fann mitt sver
Núna ertu hér og ég svona leikur lífið sér
Beautiful song that is, don't you think? Now that was Bo Halldórsson, who represented Iceland in 1995, and Sigur Benedís, I think that's how you pronounce her surname. She represented represented herself, of course, but she represented Iceland in 1990, 1992, and solo in 1994. Yes, she was part of Stoyin in 1990, coming fourth. And then she was part of Heart to Heart, who came seventh in 1992. And then 1993, she ended up coming 12th for Iceland. So, yeah, it went down as time went on. Never mind, it doesn't matter. But that song is beautiful, and it's called If Til Til Vil Andra Dak, which basically means, from Icelandic into English, maybe a moment. Maybe there was a moment between the two of them. Who knows? I'm spreading rumours, aren't I, naughty Kieran? Right. Right, okay. Coming up soon, we got Rob's Random Request. And remember, later on, I'll keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest with this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Yes. Also, we've got The Best of the Rest. I feature a song, or a couple of songs, from... a national final which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest, and of course we will definitely this week have Live and Kicking, because I forgot to squeeze it in. Well, I didn't forget, but I couldn't squeeze it in last week because we were overrun with lots of requests and lots of songs I needed to get through, of course. So As we were talking about Bosnia-Herzegovina not long ago, their entry in 2016, I felt that was quite an injustice. And I really think it is with this particular song too. I was never a fan of Franz for Sweden, if I were sorry. Now, he ended up coming fifth. Okay, so yeah, maybe, you know, I might have been in the minority of the great European public. But I certainly wasn't a fan at all. So I thought, well, maybe, you know, I'm not going to vote for Sweden this year on home soil. Well, I'm not going to do it. So I watched Melodifestivalen like I always do, and I could not believe that this song didn't go through to represent Sweden in 2016 in the Globen in Stockholm. So here is the incredible Oscar Zia with a song Human, and I think if this actually went to Eurovision, it would have won, and Sweden would have won 7 times joint win top placing of winners along with Ireland.
I know exactly how you feel. You can hear what they think, like a shadow in the dark. Are you even real? They will bring you down. Your weakness makes the wind. You have to realize you're stronger than you think. 'Cause once that you've seen what's on the other side, you have to believe you can win this fight. Think we're human. Disappear. 'Cause every time you feel weak, see you're stronger than fear. But you have to believe we gotta make it there. If you think we're human, take a look once again. If you think we're human with a heart, but we just look away. If you think we're human, you should think once again. Think we're human, look at us, it's time to make a change.
things we can do.
Anything we want to.
Where are we? Where are we?
Rock bottom.
Tragedy.
Tragedy.
We got a remedy.
Remedy.
What do we remedy?
And start it again.
Oh, with the sympathy.
Sympathy.
Oh, I get it.
Harmony.
Harmony.
You said it.
That's Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran for the United Kingdom in 1977, coming second with the song Rock Bottom. Mm. We like that, don't you?
Kind of rock bottom.
Pass. Rob's here. Husband, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. How's your weekend planning out? Is it working out okay?
Yes. All fine.
Good, good.
Lots of nice people to see at last.
Oh, we like that, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, it makes a lovely change.
Certainly does, yes, in this weird, weird time that we're living in.
Yes. So, Rob, shall we do the most random thing of the week?
What could that be?
Well,
it is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yeah, so Rob's here and he has got...
I've got the hats.
The hats.
The hats of wonder.
The hats with cats.
The hats of...
Well, speaking of the devil.
Speak of the cat.
Stanley's here.
Hello, Stanley. Are you going to get on the radio again?
Sorry.
Could you hear him? That's yes. Quite... It's real life, people. Real life.
Yes.
Should we let Stanley pick the song?
Obviously, we're still self-isolating.
So, Stanley's very lovely. He's 13.
He's a 13 black and white pussycat.
He is.
Oh, excuse me.
Right, I'm going to pick a year before Stanley starts scratching around.
Yeah.
I have a year in my hand, and it is 1997.
Oh, 1997.
So,
do you remember who won that year?
I think so, yeah.
Trina,
I remember watching that at my friend's house when I was 16.
16.
It was. I have a country.
Oh.
Croatia.
Oh, I love this song. Now, they were... Terry Wogan called them the Croatian Power Rangers / Spice Girls. So if you
I think I remember this.
Do you remember? ENI, they were called, the group, and the song is called Probrodi Me. And I remember...
Which means what?
Do you know what? I really don't know. I'm going to have a look. Right, Rob, so Probrodi Me means awake me, and it came 17th for 24 points.
Oh, that's a shame.
What do you mean? Yeah, it is a shame because it's really fun. It's really fun and I like it.
Can't beat a bit of Katrina, though.
No.
With her waves.
Yes. Don't let the waves take you out to sea. Otherwise, something bad might happen. Got to be very careful out in the waters. Right, so Rob's random request this week is...
Croatia 1997. Enjoy.
And you remember the group?
ENI with, for goodness sakes, Probrodi Me.
Probrodi Me.
There you go, that's the one.
Yeah, me, me. Yeah, it's, as in English, meh. It's me, but it's me. Anyway, enjoy this fun pop song.
Crni šlag.
Every song is a cry for love. Every voice can rise above. So don't be afraid, just show what you're made of. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every day is a brand new start. Every night you could fall apart. Anytime you doubt the truth that's in your heart, sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never tender, always rough. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night, only love can hold you tight. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every kiss is a call for home. Every touch means you're not alone. You don't always have to make it on your own. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Being strong, being tough, never tender, always rough. It was never enough for me. In the dead of the night, only love can hold you tight. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Sing it out. Every song is a cry for love. Every song is a cry.
Amazing. One of Northern Ireland's greatest singers. Representing Ireland at the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Athens. Coming 10th, I think it was, or 12th, one of the two. I really should have looked it up while that song was going on. But to be fair, I was too busy singing along to that. I really, really was. It's such a beautiful song. That is Brian Kennedy, yes, with the song Every Song is a Cry for Love. Beautiful stuff. Ireland came back after stumbling around in the wilderness in 2004 and 2005. I didn't think they knew what they were really doing at the time, and plus their acts that they sent weren't particularly experienced, not like Brian Kennedy. And Brian Kennedy actually sang at George Best's funeral. I still remember it to this day because he sang a beautiful rendition of You Raise Me Up, which to me is still the most amazing version of that. It tops everything for me. And not just because he was, you know, represented Ireland at Eurovision, you know, my spiritual home country. I'm half Irish, of course, so, you know, got strong connections. But yeah, it just, the man, Brian Kennedy, he is such a lovely guy anyway. But his voice, stunning, absolutely stunning. Right, let's go and keep you updated, shall we?
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And we start off with some news from Slovakia that Eurocontest.cz reports that Slovakian broadcaster RTS is unlikely to participate at the Eurovision Song Contest 2021. A spokesperson for the Slovak public broadcaster has confirmed that the broadcaster is unlikely to participate, while Mrs. Kubiakova did not state that the broadcast would not participate. It was indicated that Slovakia's broadcaster is unlikely to return. But the last time Slovakia participated was in 2012 with Max Jason Mai with the song Don't Close Your Eyes. Earlier this week, it was confirmed that Germany will be debuting at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest due to take part in Warsaw, Poland this coming year. We'll let you know about the details of Germany's selection for Junior Eurovision in the coming weeks and months. The Australian broadcaster SBS confirms that it is exploring options regarding its participation to Junior Eurovision this year. So could COVID-19 cause Australia's plans for Junior Eurovision and make it a bit awkward? Well, we'll have to wait and see. And also, former Eurovision artists have been releasing plenty of new music. Robin Bengtsson for Sweden in 2017 has released a new single called Dancing with the Stars. Eva Zsumskaitė, who represented Lithuania in 2018, has released a brand new single called Labas Taya Tayu. And Christian Kostov has released a Symphomore EP, and it's called Move. And finally, the outdoor Swedish concerts are taking place, Allsångpass Skansen and also Lottapa Liseberg. And you catch up with all of those performances on YouTube.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany.
Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Sonne für diese Erde, auf der wir wohnen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Freude, ein bisschen Wärme, das wünsch ich mir.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
Get on it, get on it. I don't want tomorrow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Tonight's so good. This is one tough act to follow. Oh, baby, tonight's so good. Forget tomorrow. We can do tonight again.
Hello, this is Birgitta from Iceland.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Hey, baby, when you look at me, I know I'm in double trouble tonight. Hey, baby, when you talk to me, I know I'm in double trouble tonight. Show me your love, give me your love. How can something so wrong feel so right? Straight from above, the light is down. I'm in double.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
When I feel your gentle touch and things are going our way,
I love that. That is from the film Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. And that is the two songs, Double Trouble, which was a request from Javier Leal right across the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And that final song was Ya Ya Ding Dong. Obviously, oh, lovely stuff there. And Will Ferrell, yeah. Obviously, I've come to realise now that Will Ferrell is like, if you either love him or you hate him. And he seems a bit of a Marmite character. But to me, though, I'm in two minds. I'm not too sure how I feel about it, his acting and style. But he acts like a crazy lunatic, which I guess, from what I've heard from so many other people who are big movie fans, because to be fair, I'm not a big movie fan, you know, like watching all sorts of movies and stuff. I dip in and out of the things that I like. And when it came to the Eurovision Song Contest movie, I was like, oh, yes, I need to check this out. But he seems to be like on form almost from what I hear. So fair enough, Ski. I'm quite enjoying that so far. Well, you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, and I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiot. And it is now time for us to showcase a song from a national final, which I think probably, or you, maybe get your requests in, of course. Let us know if you want. If there's a particular song from a national final that you thought was unjustifiably not allowed to enter the Eurovision because it didn't win the national final, whatever. Love to hear that. But yes, this is what we're doing. We are showcasing a song or songs from a national final which didn't make it to Eurovision. One of those gems, and we call it the best of the rest. Now, first up this week, we are heading over to Melodifestivalen in 1988. Yes, now I love a bit of Tommy Trenberg with the song Stadi Luce, City of Lights. And obviously, Tommy Trenberg came, I think it was 12th at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, which I think the Swedes were really quite disappointed about it. It's still a spectacular song and a spectacular performance, considering certainly live in the contest in Dublin, the year after Johnny Logan won with Hold Me Now in Brussels, you know, that he was suffering with a chest infection, apparently, and he lost his voice. So the songwriter, Pi Blackman, who was apparently known in Sweden as, like, Sweden's Tina Turner, basically took part in the rehearsals of the contest. So, but Tommy didn't really need to do so much with the choreography, because back then, obviously, in the 80s, it was a little bit died down a little bit. But We're going to 1988 Melody Festival Ireland in Sweden, yes. And this song came third in the national final in 1988. And this particular song was sung by the girl who was representing Sweden in 1987. Yes, Lotta Enberg. She hosts the outdoor festival song contest. Like, well, it's not a contest, but an outdoor song festival in a theme park just outside of Gothenburg, which is not too far away from where Robert Wallström is, where Robert has a request soon anyway. So, enough of me rabbiting on. I want to play you this amazing song. It's called 100%, and it is sung by Lotta Enberg featuring Triple and Touch. Go Lotta Enberg with 100% along with Triple and Touch. Coming up now is a remix of the two gorgeous drag queens called Queentastic, and they were trying to represent Norway in 2006, and this came third in Melody Grand Prix Norway's national final in 2006, and this is called Absolutely Fabulous Darling. Oh, matron.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yes, Queentastic with Absolutely Fabulous, the remix of Norway's national final song, which came third in their national final, of course. Right, time to move on to our request, our final request this week, and we're going to Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Hello to you, Robert, and a lovely big hello to lovely Frederick as well. And you have requested the incredible song from Greece in 1996. Now, hopefully I'm not going to murder this pronunciation, which is quite awkward for me. Yes, Greek's not my strong point. I'm not going to lie. So here is Marina Astrastosiu with Emis Forme Tu Emona Anaktaktia, which apparently means in English, we wore them in the spring and winter. Yeah, so... And this song came 14th for Greece in 1996.
Κινήσουμε στα χέρια μου, να ζω τα καλοκαίρια μου, σαν να ήταν ταινίες που αγαπώ. Ακάλιασε τις σκέψεις μου και μάνεψε τις λέξεις μου, σαν να ξέρες ότι θα να σου πω.
T'as une belle gueule, y'a pas de quoi t'en vanter. Et au lieu de faire le bégueule, tu ferais mieux d'en profiter. Ne crois pas que toute ta vie on t'aimera pour tes beaux yeux. Car si ta gueule fait envie, c'est que t'es jeune et rien de mieux. Ne crois pas que tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Tu seras comme tout le monde, avec le teint des Cathy, le bidon en map monde et toutes les dents desserties. Quand tu auras le crâne bien lisse, le geste mal assuré et le regard en coulisses t'ira te faire réparer. Ne crois pas que tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Tu te crois malin à vouloir jouer les insondables, les intouchables, du début jusqu'à la cinglinglin. C'est pas sérieux, les Hermès, Adonis, les Hercules qui déambulent, sans songer qu'un jour ils seront vieux. Te dit que t'as une belle gueule, y'a pas de quoi t'en vanter. Et au lieu de faire le bégueule, tu ferais mieux d'en profiter. Ne crois pas que toute ta vie on t'aimera pour tes beaux yeux. Car si ta gueule fait envie, c'est que t'es jeune et rien de mieux. Ne crois pas que
tu seras toujours beau gosse. Ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera. Ne crois pas, ne crois pas, ne crois pas que ta jeunesse durera.
Michel Arnaud, representing Luxembourg at the 1956 Eurovision Song Contest. That was song number two, because each country had two songs back then. Yeah, I know. Weird. And greedy, too. And that was the song, Ne crois pas. Ne crois pas means don't believe. Yes, you have been told. It's now time for our final song, and it is Live and Kicking. This is the last segment of the Eurovision Showcase, and it's time for us to say our goodbye. So please take care of yourselves. Thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. If you want to get in contact with us, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. I will leave you in the capable hands of a little bit of the late great Sir Terry Wogan, but also Lonnie Devantier. This is Denmark 1990. Bit of camp cheese Europop with the song Hello, Hello. Enjoy. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, dobidenia, and I'll see you next week.
And her back are also in Tangerine. They should all be playing for Blackpool. This is Henrik Krogsgaard conducting the orchestra.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.